Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This Bruins team cannot afford to have an October where they finish with a losing record. Honestly, I feel like even 500 for this team at the end of October would be tough for them to come back from, because I just think they have to get out of the, I think they have to get ahead of the pack so much if this group wants a playoff chance. And last October, they finished the month 4-5-1. And if you guys remember, that was a terrible month of hockey. It was Montgomery's job was already in question before we even hit November. They had some ugly losses, but they were 4-5-1. It felt like it was the end of the world, and it kind of ended up being that. So they've had some valiant comebacks in the last couple of games. They've tried to dig themselves out of holes that they've gotten into, but they've lost two straight games. Not a big deal. I mean, look around the league. Most teams have at least a couple of losses, but if this turns into a 3-4-5 game losing streak, because it's not going to get much easier.
No.
Right, like you got Colorado coming up, Utah twice. Utah has a lot of skill and they will make you pay on defensive mistakes if you keep having them.
Florida's
in the mix. So like this is, you know, you can sit here and look at it and say, well, you know what? The Bruins fought hard against a really good Tampa team and a really good Vegas team, two teams that everybody had as good playoff teams entering the year. And they lost 2-1 goal hard fought games, and you know they're right there with them. Or you could look at it and say they were exposed multiple times against these good teams and failed to win those games to get any points out of it, and they're on a 2-game regulation losing streak heading into some tougher talent. So I don't know. I mean, if you keep losing, you're gonna have to do something, because this team can't get behind the eight ball in the standings in the month of October.
Yeah, that's true. Like I feel like they need to at least like be right in the mix, like right in the thick of it. I don't really think this team's made to build up any kind of cushion either. If they're going to be a playoff team, I think they're going to be fighting for it the whole way. Like I just don't think they're a team that's going to, you know, get out ahead and like have a cushion to fall fall back on. So they're going to have to build throughout the year anyway. So to me, like, you just can't fall behind in this first month. Obviously, they haven't yet. They're 3-2, 600 points percentage puts you right in the, I think that's tied for sixth best in the East right now in the very, very early going. Like, you're in it. There's some surprise teams, you know, maybe ahead of you off the hot start. It's like Detroit is 3-1. Montreal's 4-1. That's a team, you know, I had taken a little bit of a step back, and so far they have not. They've been like the most exciting team in the league so far, maybe. But then there's also teams behind you that you expect to pick it up. Tampa is still 1-2-1 so far. Like, I think they're probably going to get going at some point. Florida is 3-3. Like, we know they're going to hang around. Maybe they don't run away with the division or anything, but we expect them to be in it the whole way. So, this weekend now becomes really interesting. Like, it's a tough back-to-back. Colorado on the front end, one of the best teams in the league. Utah, a, you know, good team that a lot of people think is going to take a step forward. You know, we'll see if they do, but you're on a back-to-back, so there's a challenge there. But now, like, it feels like, you know, to salvage the trip, it's like you got to get at least 2 points somewhere in there. And, you know, I was listening to Razor on WI Afternoons yesterday, Thursday before the game, saying, like, I think you'd be happy if you came out of this trip with 3 points. Well, getting 0 out of the first one really puts you behind the eight ball there. Like, I think at this point you'd be thrilled if you came out of this weekend with 3 points. Realistically, though, it's like, you know, obviously nothing's a must win this early in the season, but, like, feels like you got to find a way to get 2 somewhere in there.
Yeah, and you know what's going to be a big help into doing that would be getting Hampus Lindholm back. And I don't know if that's going to be in the next game or two. He is on the road trip, so you would imagine that you would think he would be good enough for one of them. But,
and they did say that he practiced in full contact for morning skate the day of the Vegas game.
Which, like, there's no contact in morning skate, so
right.
Yeah, I was gonna say
with a grain of salt when people frame it that way.
Yeah, that was Love Adam. That was Adam Pellerin's hit in the early part of the game. But yeah, he's.
Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to is Adam meeting Utah's new mascot on Sunday, Tusky. You guys see this thing?
Yeah, it's an abomination. No,
it's scary.
I don't know if I have actually.
It is a terrifying looking mascot.
It's like ice blue, and it's like it looks angry.
Is Gritty threatened?
Gritty said.
Gritty's gonna have like the hijinks, and you know the rat mess with people, Martian type of mascot. I think Tusky is just gonna kick the shit out of every other mascot in the league. Like, ooh. I don't know that anyone can take Tusky.
Also,
Adam Pellerin's one of these guys who, like, I don't know, like, either mascots pick fights with him or he picks fights with mascots. He's probably had issues at every arena in the NHL. So I'm looking forward to that confrontation.
Okay, great. I didn't know that
Adam might not make it back from the trip.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of mascots probably because I worked at Providence for as long as I did.
I was gonna say that's the real scariest mascot. The
scariest one, the PC Fryer. Oh my god! But yeah, it's just a mammoth. They should have went more like the mammoth from
Ice Age.
Ice Age, yeah. Oh, they should have gotten Scrat.
I mean, I think like kids are gonna cry when they see this thing.
I gotta look it up. But real quick, guys, just back to Lindholm, because that he
before Scott sidetracked us.
He, I will say, is probably my biggest concern for this Bruins team. His health scares the shit out of me. I you know, you miss 65 games last year. And he had setbacks because he wasn't supposed to miss that much time originally. So you're kind of trepidatious about the setbacks that he suffered, and then he comes back and he's all summer he's saying how healthy he is and ready to go he is, and then he suffers a an unrelated injury in the moment that the first moments of first few shifts of their second game of the year, and he's been out ever since. And to me, it's like, okay, is this one of those situations where he's just gonna be an unlucky player for the, in the injury department? And if he is, this Bruins team is, you know, even with Hampus Lindholm, they are anything but a sure thing as a playoff team. But if they want to be a playoff team, they're gonna need him. And you already see, you've seen his absence. We saw it all last year, but we've already seen it earlier this year, early in this year, where you look at the power play goal last night that Vegas scored, William Karlsson, right? So Fraser Minton doesn't clear the puck down the ice. Bad luck, bad aim, call it what you will, because off a shin pad. Marner hits Karlsson coming down the right wing boards. I actually thought Janot, as the forward in that situation, did a decent enough job staying with Karlsson, who's a better skater than Janot. And at that point, if you're Janot, you're expecting one of your two defensemen to fill in the gap there and contest Karlsson at the net front. Well, Jordan Harris, and I know what he's doing, he peels off to the right because he's trying to anticipate and telegraph Karlsson dropping the puck off the boards to the defenseman and then easy clear for Boston. Well, that's great, Jordan, except for the fact that he didn't do that. But the bigger sin on the play was Joakim Harju, who was trying to take away Ivan Barbashev in the slot as a passing option. But in doing so, he literally gave Karlsson a free open lane to the net to beat Swayman. And it's like, well, Henry, I understand you're trying to take away the slot pass, but who's the greatest scoring threat in that situation? Barbashev or the guy who's coming full steam ahead to the goal mount with the puck? So again, like, you see those guys in that situation penalty killing because McAvoy's in the box. Zadorov and Peak had been on the ice prior, and Laurie's not a PK guy. So you miss Hampus Lindholm in that situation. And I will say, if Joakim Harju in particular in that play, that's not even a, oh, he's not on the penalty kill very often type of blunder. That's just a hockey blunder. You can't like overcommit to the slot there. But anyway, just your guys' thoughts on how the defense has, you know, the goal total hasn't been great the last couple of games, but how have they seemed to you in general in Lindholm's absence? Just any thoughts on everything about their decor and Lindholm?
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshall store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
Yeah, I think this was the game where you really noticed it because, you know, we talked about, like, Jordan Harris came in and played well for two games, and it's like, oh, that's nice to see. And, you know, if he can do that, then everyone else can kind of stay in their roles. But he had, even beyond that goal, like, I thought he had a tough game Thursday. I thought Joakim Harju had a tough game. McAvoy, for the second straight game, did not look like McAvoy, like what you need him to look like. You know, I mentioned he had kind of a lazy wrister on the power play. That was a turnover at one point. Takes a penalty, like just not the level you expect him to be at. So yeah, like this was a game where I think it was pretty obvious that you miss Hampus Lindholm, and we're asking too much of guys to step into roles that they're not really used to. And that goal, that power play goal for Karlsson, was really the epitome of it, because that's two defensemen out there who in a perfect world are not on your penalty kill at all. Like you said, like Hampus Lindholm would be out there if he's in the lineup. Charlie McAvoy is in the penalty box, so he's not out there. And Zadorov and Peak had already done their PK shift to start the penalty kill. So by default, Harris and Joakim Harju have to be next over the boards, because you know, Mason Lara has done a little bit of penalty killing, but obviously not his strong suit either. So like you're very limited on options at that point. So yeah, you saw it. And as far as, you know, as far as Lindholm's health, like I get it. I do have to push back against like the comments we're seeing online of like, oh yeah, of course he's hurt again. Like he's always hurt. And it's like, he fractured his kneecap last year. Like you go stand in front of a shot and have it fracture your kneecap and tell me how easy it is to get back out on the ice. Like it's one of the toughest injuries for a hockey player. We said this at the time when Rich Keefe first reported, that's what it was. Like, I think we were on here the next day or two. And I was like, man, I hate hearing that. Like, that's just a tough one. It's not surprising at all to me that he had setbacks. That injury usually comes with setbacks. That recovery is usually not smooth. And even like this new injury being quote unquote unrelated, it's like, it could be related if he's still not, you know, if he's not 100% confident in that knee and is like overcompensating, like maybe he put stress on something else that led to this injury. Like, we just don't know, but you do always, you know, lower body injuries can often lead to other lower body injuries, because if your knee's sore, you overcompensate and now something happens with your hip or your calf or like,
that's why I'm nervous. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's my only comment on that. Like, he's an absolute warrior, but I think Bridget mentioned in a recent episode, that you couldn't even see what it was that ailed him on that play. And that's why I'm just like, oh boy, I hope he's not just injury riddled the rest of his career now, which obviously is dramatic. He's still only what, 32. He's got a long way to go. I'm just nervous because he's a very important player.
Yeah. I think if you go back to that play, what I'm guessing, so he kind of pinches down the boards and like sort of stops on the puck. Like instead of just picking up with the stick, he's kind of like stopping as he comes down the boards, and you could see like a little bit of like a leg shimmy, like something that just looks slightly awkward. And I'm thinking about it now, like I'm assuming that's what it is. We still don't know with 100% certainty, but like the way he described it when he talked to the media on Tuesday out in Vegas, that's where my mind went. Cause he said like, he just kind of, I forget exactly how he worded it, but he said he like leaned on a little awkward or something. And he just felt something kind of catch.
Yeah. Don't like that. But
so like a pulled muscle, do you think, or is that something that heals in a couple of weeks? Because that's how long he's been out. He'll have been out for, right? Assuming he comes back at some point on this trip, it'll have been out for like a week, 2 weeks, week and a half.
Well, it's been a week so far, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. So if he's back Saturday, yeah, it's like a little, it's like 9 days, 10 days.
Could be like a tweak or something. I don't know. Enough to keep you out three, four games, but not bad enough to be out more than a couple of weeks. Yeah. I don't really know what type of injury that would be, but I don't know.
Yeah. Unless they're just being cautious, but
maybe, yeah, that's probably what it is. But too,
the fact that he wasn't practicing in contact when they were back in Boston was concerning. Because if you're being precautionary, I don't know if that's like a little bit more than just precautionary, but yeah, obviously he's a huge part of the defense. Him going down last year was, you know, part of their demise probably. And when him and McAvoy were both out, you could see just how much they made a difference. And when I was on with Arcand right before the season started or right after the season started, and he was like, oh, what's one thing that the Bruins need to do to turn it around this year and in order to be a playoff team? And I was like, it's not just one thing, but I listed three things, and one of them was both McAvoy and Lindholm being healthy. And so far we've already hit a snag in that a little over a game into the season, and Lindholm's already been out. And when it first happened, and Sturm talked about it in the press conference after that game against Chicago, it sounded like he was not super concerned about it and that it was going to be like very short term, but I think it's already gone past what I thought for how long it was going to be based on the original assessment. So yeah, that's tough. If he doesn't get back on this road trip, then I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real concern. Because I mean, he could have been, I mean, obviously they try not to send guys on trips for if they're not going to get in. But what if they were looking at it as like, oh, it's going to be a bonding trip and we have a lot of new guys and everyone should be there. And, you know, we're going to Vegas and we're going to do whatever. Like, he probably wanted to go on the trip too. So I don't know. These are things I've thought of.
Yeah, but he did also, he practiced with the team Wednesday, so you know, you're not like, if he hadn't improved, then he still wouldn't be in practice. So I think he is clearly making progress and is pretty close. They didn't even rule him out on Wednesday. They waited till after Thursday's morning skate. So I gotta imagine he's playing one of these next two. I don't know if you throw him into a back-to-back right away, so like, even if he plays Saturday, maybe they have a plan where he's off Sunday or something. But yeah, it would be a little, you're right, maybe the team bonding aspect changed it, but it would be a little odd to bring him if he's not going to play at all any point in the trip.
It's a good point on the back-to-back, Scott. That is a tough situation to put him in. It's also a tough situation to put him in first game back. Hey, enjoy dealing with McKinnon, Natchez and McCarr on the rush when they inevitably try to go down the ice on you. And three of the best straight ahead skaters in the league, probably not named Connor McDavid.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.